Good morning, Daniel. How are you, mate?
I'm well. Nice to talk to you. Obviously, today being Thank a First Responder Day, a massive opportunity to say thank you to our first responders who, let's be honest, over the last couple of years have been doing it a bit tough. And just recently, of course, we've had floods here in Queensland.
Yes, Daniel, and it's tough enough being a first responder. There's 360,000 first responders across Australia, Daniel, and that's paid and volunteer. So ambulance, fireys, police, SES, RFS, and a lot of other of our frontline government organisations as well. And Thank a First Responder Day is just a day that we can thank our first responders and recognise them for all the hard work and commitment that they do for their general community.
So how did this come about, this Thank a First Responder Day, Rick?
This started 3 years ago. It's attached to Fortum, which I'll talk about later, but Thank a First Responder Day is really a recognition piece. It's a day of gratitude to thank all those what we call heroes. I know that they don't see themselves as heroes, or brave people that go out into the community that look after us on a day-to-day basis. It's just one of those things, that gratitude, and actually seeing someone in the street that might be in a uniform that's a first responder, or someone who's got a badge that is recognised as a first responder, to stop and say, thanks, mate, we really appreciate what you do. Yeah, we'll change someone's life. You know, it's what we should be doing.
Absolutely. And it's just those two words where you think, oh, it's just thank you. But it means so much to first responders. As I say, over the last 2 years, they've gone through so much.
And let's not forget, Daniel, in the last few years, not only have they go out and risk their lives in some cases or help other people's lives with floods and accidents and other bits and pieces, they're now also exposed to COVID. And the last few years has made the risk even more so. The risk of them getting sick and then taking it back to their families is also substantial. So Thank a First Responder Day. If you go to Thank a First Responder Day, if you search for that on your any search engine, or if you go to www.firstresponderday.com.au, you will see there that there are plenty of activities that are going on, but we're encouraging school kids to get involved. We're encouraging people to do just write a letter, a poem or a card or anything that we can post on that Thank a First Responder Day that we can share across the country just to make them realise how important people really think they are and how grateful we are to show them that gratitude of the recognition piece of what they do.
100%, and we'll have all the details on our Facebook and website as well. Rick, tell us about Fortum Australia.
Fortum Australia was also set up about 3 years ago. In a way, it was set up after Soldier On was started by a guy called John Bale, and John Bale is our co-founder and managing director. But Fortum is all about first responders. Fortum, Daniel, if you're not aware, stands for brave.
Okay.
F-O-R-T-E-M, Fortum.
Yep.
Again, you can go to, if you're a first responder listening to this, you can go to our Fortum website. Again, there's 360,000 first responders across the country. Go to our website. There are resources there that will give you well-being exercises, that will give you mental health, and also a heap of resources to help you out on a day-to-day basis. But Fortum is not just for first responders. It's also for their families, because what happens out in the field, our first responders have to come home. And that's why the brave piece of Fortum is, yes, we recognise that they're brave for going out into the community and doing what they do, but they're brave, mate, just for coming back home. They're brave for then, if they're a volunteer, of having to do some pretty average work for the community and then putting on a collar and tie and going back to work the next day or doing a radio shift, mate. It's, that's what Fortum's all about. It's been running for 3 years. We've got about another year of funding from the Fed government. We're pushing very, very hard to get a long-term commitment from the new government in place, because we can't just switch this service off to the first responders, because unfortunately, Daniel, 1 in 3 first responders report or experience higher or very high physical distress compared to 1 in 8 of general adult population in Australia. So more than double of our first responders are subject to some pretty mental health, physical distress stuff that we, psychological distress, sorry mate, that we need to look at, and that's why Fortum's been set up.
So if anyone who is a first responder is listening this morning, Rick, to you and I, how can they take advantage of this service?
Go straight to Fortum Australia, to our website. We have counsellors, we have mental health opportunities for anyone that may be struggling, but not only for our first responders, but we see so many of our police and the AMBOs that you know, their mum and dads or their family members can go to Fordham to seek help for them if they need to get some guidance or some help to get them across the line or help them in their day-to-day living.
That's the thing you just mentioned there about being mum and dad, and that was what I was going to bring up, was the fact that, yes, they're a first responder, they put on a uniform, but when they take off that uniform, they are a mum and dad, so they've still got to go home and pay the bills and look after the kids and live the day-to-day life. And this is what today is all about, is being that thank a first responder day, because they're the ones that, dare I say it, if you get pulled over by the local constab and you do something wrong, they're the ones that are copping the frontline abuse. And you forget that they have to go home and be mum and dad.
And look, I've only been in this role for a short time, Daniel, but the amount of people that reach out, everyone has a story about where they know a policeman or a copper or a fiery or an RFS or is that has had personal experience that, you know, can affect their lifestyle or their. So that's what Fordham's been set up for. Yep. They're strong people, mate, out in the community. Fordham is there to help them, and we're hoping that we will keep this resource and this program up and running for many years to come. But again, this is all about thank a first responder day. It's all about go virtual, say thanks to you on social media, hashtag thank a first responder or hashtag TAFRD for thank a first responder day. There's heaps of social media posts, host an event, or buy some coffees. Yep. Go and say thank you somewhere. And that's why I'm encouraging all the school kids to get involved as well, just to thank everyone that's part of that first responder community.
Mum and dads will be listening in the car as we speak, Rick. So I really do appreciate your time.
No, thank you, Danny. And thanks for the opportunity, mate.